Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. And welcome back, No Contact Army. Have you been a good little soldier or a bad little soldier? And if you too would like to enlist in the No Contact Army, all you have to do is hit the subscribe button and you're in. And to check out the No Contact Army manual, go to nocontactsecrets.com where you can download 2 free chapters before purchasing the book. Today, I want to talk about how to make your ex come crawling back. Yes, we are going there. We are going there. And I have a super success story from a no-contact soldier, and she deserves a raise. I need to make some sort of certificate to give to people who go above and beyond the call of duty, because she just did an amazing job, as you're going to find out. So I'll read through her email and comment, and let's get going. Okay. She starts with, I'm 25 and my boyfriend is 29. We had been dating for 10 months when we broke up because he felt that he was confused about his life. He said he needed time to think, but I didn't give him space. I kept pushing and he broke up with me on February 12th. So, guys, if someone needs space, if they want a break, or even if they break up with you, you just have to give it to them, okay? You have to give it to them. Just agree. There's no point in arguing. It never works. It rarely works. I have never actually heard of it working. And if you don't give them that space or that break, it's actually selfish, because if someone said, hey, I need to take a nap, you wouldn't say, no, you can't take a nap. You need to talk to me. You can't go take a nap. Of course you would let them take a nap. It's the same thing. If someone wants a break, if someone needs space, then just give it to them. And the faster you just give it to them, the sooner they are more likely to change their mind and come back. So if you remember nothing else from anything I've ever told you, if this is the first video you've ever listened to, or if it's the last one you ever listened to, hopefully not, then please keep that in mind. Someone wants space, a break, a breakup, immediately say yes. Don't argue. Okay. She goes on to say, I didn't beg, but I cried a lot at first. I even wrote him a little note telling him how I felt. Dumb. Those are her words. I found your channel and started No Contact on February 23rd. He reached out 12 days into No Contact to ask about my law school results. I ignored him. Here's where the ignoring starts. A week after that, he called me. I still ignored him. He called again the next day, and I ignored him again. So notice how she's not responding to his texts and his calls. And yet, what is he doing? That's right. He's still reaching out again. Unlike some coaches who say, no, no, you have to respond to every single text or call or they'll go away. Well, apparently, not everyone goes away. Okay. It depends on their interest level. But people are afraid to find out what the interest level of their partner is. They think, oh, if I don't respond to the first message, they go away. Well, guess what? Then they weren't planning to come back anyway. So you've lost nothing. Okay, continuing on. 5 days after that, he sent me a text saying, I have something very important to tell you. Please let me know when I can call you. I ignored him. He texted again 2 days later and said, I'm begging you, can I call you? I responded 2 days later saying, text it. Whoa. He then sent me a voice note telling me how much his life has changed, how he's been unable to have a good day or sleep without me in his life. It ended by saying, I miss what we had. I miss you. A few days later, okay, notice how she's not responding right away, because I always say, take your time responding. They broke up with you. You don't need to respond in 5 minutes or even 5 hours. A few days later, I responded, prove it. He asked if he could take me to a luxury restaurant the following day. I said no and said I was only available the following Tuesday and Friday. He said he'd love to take me on Friday, and I said, okay. 4 days later, he checked in to be sure we were still on for Friday, and I said, no. Whoa. I canceled on him. I don't know why I did, but I didn't feel like seeing him. It had already been a month and 2 weeks since we last saw each other. After I canceled the date, now listen to this, he would text daily to check in. I ignored all the messages. He even sent me a love song and a funny video we took when we first met. I still ignored him. On day 38, he sent me a note saying, "I've tried to see you to make things right, but you keep ignoring me and not allowing me to take you out. I guess this is my cue to move on. I want you to know that I take full responsibility for the part I played in everything." I read the message, and what do you think she did? That's right, she ignored it. Most of us would have responded at this point, at some point. But this is why I tell you not to respond right away, because listen to this. Later that evening, he showed up at my place with food, drinks, and groceries. I was shocked. It was awkward because when I heard the door, I thought it was FedEx or UPS, so I opened the door in my sexy nightdress, expecting to pick up my package, and shut the door. He stared at me in awe and asked to come in. I allowed him to come in and bring everything in, and he sat in the living room for 25 minutes telling me how much he wants me back and how he's ready to spend his life with me. I told him I'll think about it and we can take things slow. She is playing this to perfection. I love it. We just hugged and he kissed my forehead before leaving. He kept saying how beautiful and different I looked and was surprised that I looked so put together and sexy even though I lived alone. "I just want to thank you because your videos helped me a lot." He reached out 12 days into no contact, but it still took until day 39 for him to truly express how he felt and come to my place to find me. Yes, I think if you had responded after 12 days, the outcome may have been different. I'm not saying he wouldn't have come back together, but it may have taken longer. This certainly all, he probably would not have shown up at your door if you had answered after 12 days. I asked him what he meant by being confused, and he said that he was overwhelmed and afraid of commitment. He had just turned 29 in February and felt like he had a quarter life crisis. Well, he's a few years too late for the quarter life crisis or something. He also mentioned that his intent wasn't to break up, but he needed a bit of space to think. Well, did he make that clear? Because I think she thought that it was a breakup, and now he's saying, "Well, I just needed space." So maybe he's backtracking now and saying, no, it wasn't a breakup, I just needed space. So there may have been a miscommunication, or he's just trying to cover his tracks, but whatever, they're back together. Also, we discussed marriage prior, but it wasn't a conversation that was brought up often. However, the intent was to get married. So I think that he turned 29, which is close to 30, and people still freak out when they, you know, it makes me laugh. When they're getting close to 30, they think, "Oh my God, 30. It's like, yeah, calm down. 30 is nothing. And neither is 40. So I think he just freaked out and needed some time to think. And if she had just given it to him, this whole thing could have been avoided. But that's fine. She goes on to say, "In the time apart, I focused on school and worked more hours. I have a home gym, so I always worked out, even when we were dating. While we were broken up, I posted just one picture on Instagram of me at a nice restaurant. The picture was reposted by my cousin, so I added to my story. I went with my girlfriend, but it wasn't obvious. There were just two glasses of wine on the table. Also, he watched all my Instagram stories, but I never watched his or liked his pictures during no contact. He also posted abnormally a lot on Instagram during the break, which he usually doesn't." Yeah, probably trying to get your attention. "And finally, I slowly started asking him the 6 questions that you say to ask when your ex wants you back. Stay strong, guys." Wow. I mean, I couldn't have done a better job myself. This girl is amazing. She needs a promotion. So as I said, this whole thing could have been avoided if there had just been some communication at the beginning. However, on the other hand, the fact that this did happen, now he'll think twice in the future about asking for space or a break or breaking up because of all the pain that he experienced. So she pretty much did everything she could to make him come crawling back. She used all my tricks, every last one of them. No contact, ignoring messages, canceling a date, posting the picture with the two wine glasses, telling him to prove it, waiting 2 days to respond, not reacting when he said he was going to move on, answering the door in a sexy nighty, even though that wasn't planned. Okay, I've never talked about answering the door in a sexy nighty, but now this has made me rethink that if you think there's a chance your ex may show up at your door, then you should always be at home in a sexy nighty. And that includes the guys. Just kidding. But yeah, that was perfect timing, that the fact that you were dressed in that nighty. Although, you know, he was already going to come back anyway, but that certainly was the cherry on top. Taking things slow and getting back with him and not watching his stories, and finally asking the 6 questions. She did everything perfect, even though there was some tears and she gave him a note at the beginning. She overcame that once she went into no contact. So did she miss anything? I don't think so. But let me know below. Do you think there was something else she could have done? Maybe there's one more thing she could have done. I don't know. We'll see. But in the meantime, if you would like to keep, get my help. Get my help and keep it. To get your ex back, go to theartoflove.net. The direct link is below and we will send you the rates. If this video has been helpful, please like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening to this as a podcast, please rate and review. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.